questions, of course. Welcome, 85058 Wimbledon at bbc.co.uk. It's 9 minutes past three. As you heard earlier, a 17-year-old has been found guilty of murdering young footballer Kyan Prince. Kyan, who played for Queen's Park Rangers youth team, died after being stabbed outside the gates of his school in northwest London just over a year ago. Our reporter James Kelly is at the Old Bailey. James, just remind us about this case.
Well, you remember, Simon, this was quite a shocking case. Kyan Prince seemed to have a glittering future ahead of him. He was a member of the youth team for Queen's Park Rangers. He was described as a role model with leadership qualities, and he was a valued member of his school. But on May 18th last year, he left the school, the London Academy in Edgware in North London, and he intervened in a play fight between another youth and the defendant in this case, Hanad Hassan. Now, Hassan was in the year above him and was excluded from the academy, but was waiting about outside the school for a girl. Kyan intervened in a play fight that Hanad Hassan was having with another youth, and Hanad Hassan produced a knife, grabbed Kyan Prince in a headlock and plunged the knife into him twice, once in the arm and once in the heart. And it was that wound with a 5-centimetre penknife blade that proved fatal, with Kyan Prince collapsing within minutes and being pronounced dead on arrival at hospital within hours.
When the verdict was announced, James, what was the reaction of Kyan's family?
Well, the judge had actually taken the step of warning the public gallery not to make a noise when the verdict was read out. He said that he understood it was a highly emotional time, an emotionally charged case, and a long wait for this verdict. This is the second retrial after the first jury last October couldn't reach a verdict, and in December last year the jury was discharged, and the reason for that can now be reported, and that was because a member of Kyan Prince's family approached a member of the jury and they had to be discharged in when they were deliberating. So this has taken a long time in coming, and there was a gasp, an audible gasp and sobbing from the public gallery when this verdict of murder was given. And you have to remember that that Hanad Hassan had admitted manslaughter. He'd admitted putting the knife into Kyan Prince, but he said that he'd never intended the consequences that followed.
And how did he react?
Well, there wasn't much obvious reaction. He was standing in a grey suit, white shirt, looking very smart. But when there was a lot of activity in the public gallery, he did look up, and it wasn't clear exactly where most of the reaction was coming from. I think some members of his family were among those in the public gallery, but there was no obvious major reaction from him as this verdict was given. And like I said, he'd claimed all along that he'd only meant to scratch Kyan Prince. He hadn't expected the knife to go in, produce the wounds that it did. He was just playing around, and the court has heard evidence of his interviews with the police, although he didn't give evidence himself, of how he felt terrible about what had happened. He claimed Kyan Prince was a friend and he apologised to the family.
Any idea when sentencing will be, James?
Well, we did expect to hear a witness impact statement today, but we didn't expect sentencing, and that's been put back for 28 days because there are some reports that are going to be prepared for the judge to consider before he sentences Hanad Hassan on this murder charge. He pleaded guilty to manslaughter, but he will be sentenced on a murder charge, which obviously can carry a life sentence.
And the Metropolitan Police and Crown Prosecution Service have launched a joint review. What's the purpose of that?
Well, in the first trial, there was some criticism of the CPS and the police in regards to some evidence that was going to be used in this trial about Hanad Hassan's bad character, as is the correct term to use. Basically, there was an incident on a bus a week before the stabbing of Kyan Prince in which Hanad Hassan had threatened a girl, threatened to shank her, which is street slang for stabbing someone, and that was going to be produced in the first trial. But the prosecution brought that to the trial so late, they submitted that bad character evidence so late that it couldn't be put to the trial because it would have been unfair, and the judge was very angry about that. And so questions, now that this verdict has been given, will have to be answered about why that couldn't come to trial and why there was such a delay on that.
James Kelly at the Old Bailey, thank you very much.
This is 5 Live. It's just coming up to 3:15 and some news just coming in.